Ellen DeGeneres proud of anti-ICE agitators in Minneapolis. Sorry for anyone hurt just for protesting. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 19, 2026. Ellen DeGeneres says she is proud of anti-ICE agitators in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm sorry for anyone who has been hurt just for protesting, the embattled former talk show host added. I'm so sorry for what is happening in Minneapolis and in our country. Really, but specifically Minneapolis right now. Because it's where I shot my last stand-up special. And everybody there couldn't have been more lovely. DeGeneres said in a video posted to her Instagram on Monday. I shot it there because they say it's the happiest city in America. And I found that to be true, the comedian and former talk show host continued. So, my thoughts and my prayers are going out to everyone. Watch below. DeGeneres went on to say, I'm proud of everyone who's protesting peacefully. And I am sorry for anyone who has been hurt just for protesting, for doing what you should be doing. Notably, the 67-year-old, who fled the United States in 2024 for England, where she bought a sprawling $18 million farmhouse, in response to President Donald Trump's return to the White House, was likely reacting to the fatal shooting of 37-year-old ICE agitator Rene Good. While the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has been around since 2003 and ICE raids are not a new phenomenon and have been conducted under multiple administrations, including those of former Presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Democrat lawmakers have been riling people up under the Trump administration, causing them to believe they are resisting some sort of fascist regime. As Breitbart News reported, Democrat-run Minnesota is not only allowing far-left rioters to attack federal law enforcement officers and ICE, but elected officials like Governor Tim Walz, D, and Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, openly encourage the attacks through fear-mongering rhetoric. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.